Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're weighing these different prospects of, you know, Keegan Murray and Jaden Ivey and Shaedon Sharpe. And the Kings interviewed Shaedon Sharpe in Chicago, as James Hamm reported today. And that got a lot of Kings fans talking. And this is just, it's the process, folks. It's the process. That's what's happening. I'd hope they interviewed Jaden Ivey and Keegan Murray as well. And I actually have a question there, too. Is it just those three? Is that who we're talking about? Like, we believe that the top three are solidified in some way, shape, or form, with Jabari, Chet, and Paolo. Is this the next crop of guys here, at least as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings and Keegan, Shaedon, and Jaden Ivey?
To me, it is. And I know some people are keen on moving the pick. I'm not
a big fan of that.
That doesn't excite me at all. And like I said, I told this to James the day after. I'll reiterate it today. I'll maybe even say it some more again as the time goes on. When you talk about trading this pick, trading the Kings' first round pick in 2022, now the number four pick, the great Fat Joe said it perfectly. Yesterday's
not a player,
price,
but I crush a lot. Oh,
that was pun.
That was a big
yesterday's
pun. That's right.
Price, that's right, is not today's price. So when you talk about Tobias Harris, I'm not even sure John Collins gets it done. When you talk
in terms
about,
of trading the pick,
yeah, when you talk about trading that pick, I'm gonna need more. I'm gonna need something that makes me say, yeah, I'm comfortable. I'm good with this. Yeah.
Okay.
So I hear a lot of people saying trade. I'm really not interested in trading the pick, unless it's for an all-star.
Trading the pick unless it's for an all-star. I'm trying to think of one. There isn't one on the market.
I know.
I mean, but that doesn't mean there isn't one to be traded.
I know.
Just means there's
there isn't
not one on the market
heard about, at least as of yet.
Right. Right.
Things could be going on in back channels and things of that nature. But yeah, I'm not trading a fourth pick for Tobias Harris and John Collins. I don't know. I'm not saying no right now, but I'm kind of looking at them, you know, with a side eye. Like with the Yvette baby boy side eye when you're like,
oh, Yvette has emerged.
Yeah.
Is that like the question you were going to ask everyone?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you asked me a question, though. No.
I know. I was trying to get around the fact that I can't remember what the hell I asked you. I was just trying to just slide right by that. I looked over at my notes and like Harrison is written there, but that's from earlier. I have no clue what I asked you.
This happens to us all the time.
That's why I have this stupid pen and this stupid notepad. Like, I can't remember what happened 4 minutes ago. I just didn't write it down. Like, I literally reached over to do it and stopped doing it. I have no clue what I asked you before the break. None.
But I will use this opportunity because there's a lot of people, you know, in the chat who are like, you know, what if Jaden is, you know, this and that? He could be a bust. And Ivy, like, all these dudes can be busts, man. Like, people talk about Shaedon Sharpe just because he didn't play college, or, you know, we got EYBL highlights to watch. Said it yesterday. There's college guys that play every minute for their team in college. Mm-hmm. We have all the tape in the world, and they do all these great things in college. Who come in the NBA and can't get off the bench?
There are guys that have all the intangibles, that have the flair, that have the attitude. Same thing.
Yeah. So I don't, if you're, to me personally, this is just the way I look at it. To me personally, if you're, if you have a side eye towards Shaden, that's understandable. But I'd have more, I have a side eye towards everybody because I understand the draft. There is no certainty in this draft. It's all a gamble. It's all an educated guess. And maybe you're saying, I don't have all the, I don't have enough education on Shaden to make an accurate, educated guess. I understand that. But you could have all the film in the world on a 18, 19 year old kid. It's still just going to be nothing more than an educated guess. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, it's 100% right. I think the one thing, which I don't know why we do, I feel like in every walk of life, like we pick a side and we have to, like we talk about wrestling all the time. You're either WWE or AEW. Like you can't be a fan of both. You're Republican or Democrat, you're blood or crip, like it's everything, and you'll fight for that. You don't have to latch yourself to a player and fight everyone else who says otherwise. Shaden Sharpe is very attractive for the Sacramento Kings. So is Jaden Ivey. Mm-hmm. So is Keegan Murray. You can have a player that you like more, but I promise you, if you're on Team Jaden Ivey, you don't have to fight someone who's on Team Shaden Sharpe, right? Like we ultimately want the player who we think is going to do best for this franchise. Right now, at this exact moment, and I know this is totally naive and unrealistic, I believe any one of those three will be very, very helpful for this team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.